Good afternoon, it's almost 12 o'clock and time for the KMXT Midday News. Thank you for listening to KMXT on 100.1 FM, it's your public radio station. We are awaiting an update from the Kodiak Emergency Services Director coming up at 12 o'clock straight up. Also on the news, big news for Kodiak Representative Louise Stutes, and a fishing boat is boarded and charged.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in today, February 11th, 2021. My name is Mike Twenge, the Kodiak Area Emergency Services Director. With me today are members of the Emergency Services Council. We have members of the state, the local, and the federal government. Many of you have been following the daily press releases by the EOC announcing the daily COVID active case counts. We have made a commitment to inform the community of our risk level and health status. While there have been low COVID-19 case numbers to report over the past 2 weeks, and we see this trend continuing, thanks to all of you for paying attention, conducting yourselves in such a way to protect others around you. There are several reasons for the reduced COVID-19 transmission, but collectively we have achieved this reduction. The Emergency Services Council met again this morning, and we are announcing the community risk level is now green. This means COVID-19 currently presents a lower risk to the community. The virus rate of spread is low or contained. Contact tracing and testing capacity is sufficient or reduced, and hospitals are able to manage the current level of COVID-19 cases. We are still experiencing COVID in the state. People are still traveling. We still have a few active cases here in Kodiak. But this is the time to roll back the risk level because of our current case count. The mask requirement in public spaces is still required if the school, the store, the restaurant, office, or business requires this wearing of masks. For instance, Safeway and Walmart will continue to require the wearing of masks in their stores as a matter of corporate policy. Let's not allow this to be a divisive issue. We are still within a global pandemic. This may be confusing moving to green and highly recommending masks and social distancing, but we are following our risk mitigation plan and the changes we are now making with that plan to more accurately respond to changes of our virus spread and preventative measures. Masks are proven to reduce the virus spread and are a reason we have achieved these low numbers. I recommend we continue to wear a mask. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends we continue to wear a mask to reduce the spread of this highly infectious respiratory disease. This movement to green risk level by no means says we have stopped the virus. We still have active case counts in Kodiak and the rest of the state. However, right now our risk is reduced and the Emergency Services Council would like to acknowledge this. The capacity limits remain at 50% and gatherings are still limited to 20 people without the ability to social distance. We are staying with this restriction for the next 2 weeks to monitor any active case changes and we will respond to this at that time. The state declared health emergency is set to expire at midnight Sunday the 14th. It may be extended, but if it isn't, Kodiak will still continue with our declared health emergency until the time it is no longer needed. Yesterday, you may have heard the Department of Health and Social Services announced the next tier level to open for the COVID vaccine, Phase 1B Tier 2. I'm going to read some of the highlights of that. So beginning today, February 11th, the State of Alaska Vaccine Task Force will open state-allocated COVID-19 vaccine appointments to the next group of Alaskans. Those previously eligible, people 65 years and above, and most healthcare workers, will still be able to get vaccinated if they have not already done so. The newly eligible group, Phase 1B Tier 2, can make appointments to receive vaccines starting today. This new group includes Alaskans who are age 50 and above and who have a high risk medical condition or work in an essential job around others, plus many education workers, regardless of age, some COVID-19 response workers, and anyone who lives or works in certain congregate settings. Alaska's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Zink, said, given some additional vaccine that will be coming to the state soon, the remaining February allocation and an estimation of March's vaccine allocation, we have decided to move forward with this large tier. While we know this next group is large and there will be more demand than supply at first, this gives communities more flexibility to move quickly. The demand will be met over time as more vaccines become available. The allocation recommendations are made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and the state's Alaska Vaccine Allocation Advisory Committee. The Department of Health and Social Services officials followed those recommendations with some slight modifications, such as including all educators in the Phase 1B Tier 2. So starting today, people eligible for state-supplied vaccine in Phase 1B Tier 2 will be limited to these groups. And you'll want to go down to the vaccine webpage at covidvax.alaska.gov to get further information. People ages 50 and above, but those that have medical conditions, so you'd have to read that on the CDC website or COVIDVax. The education staff, regardless of age, limited to pre-K through 12 educators and support staff, limited pandemic response staff, frontline essential workers 50 years and above who work within 6 feet of others. So again, for a complete list, please visit the vaccine eligibility webpage. Also, people living or working in congregate settings. So on that webpage, you're being asked to screen yourself for eligibility prior to making an appointment. So visit covidvax.alaska.gov to check for that availability. If you need assistance, call 907-646-3322. And they are staffed Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekends. Alaskans may also qualify for vaccine distributed and managed by the Alaska's Tribal Health System or from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or the Department of Defense. So if you receive services through those providers, contact your local organization to learn more about COVID-19 vaccination eligibility. Today, the Department of Health and Social Services and the Alaska Vaccine Allocation Advisory Committee will meet to meet with our local medical community to determine Kodiak's upcoming vaccine allocation. We will be establishing the plans to conduct mass vaccine clinics following this announcement. So stay tuned for this announcement next week or sooner if available. Remember that vaccine clinics are still active at Safeway, Kodiak Area Native Association, Kodiak Island Ambulatory Care Clinic, Kodiak Community Health Center, and soon at Walmart. You can check your eligibility again and register for the vaccine at covidvax.alaska.gov. Remember, COVID testing is still available at CANA, KCHC, and KIACC, Dr. Kohler. If you feel sick, please get tested. The Emergency Services Council and the Emergency Operations Center has been working for 332 days to provide the community with the latest information, protect the most vulnerable, the essential workers, the children, and the rest of us from getting seriously ill. The move to green risk level does not diminish this effort because we're still in a pandemic state. It actually feels a little odd to move into green as we've been in red or yellow for so long. But let's continue to be safe or we will fall back into one of those more restrictive mitigation levels again. And we really don't care for that. The Emergency Services Council will continue to monitor and respond to any health risk changes. And please respect those activities and businesses that choose to move more cautiously. The Chamber of Commerce is making plans for this year's Crab Festival. The runners are preparing to host the Alaska Annual High School Track and Field All-Star, called the Brian Young Invitational Meet. Many others are making plans to get back to a more normal life. So let's keep on this path. Get vaccinated and stay healthy. Stand back, wear a mask in public places, and wash your hands. Remember, this is one measure we can all do to keep our community healthy and get our economy back. So thank you, Kodiak, for staying responsible.
NPR News is brought to you in part by Providence Kodiak Island Counseling Center. For an appointment or more information, 481-2400.
As we just heard, our risk level has turned to green. In addition, the Kodiak Area Emergency Services Organization reported no new COVID-19 cases today for the Kodiak Island Borough, leaving the total case count since the start of the pandemic to 1,048. Local active cases have dropped down further to only 4. There have been 42 hospitalizations and 5 deaths due to COVID-19 in the Kodiak Island Borough to date. There are no current active COVID-19 hospitalizations locally. Alaska's teachers can sign up for a COVID-19 vaccination starting at noon today. The state is opening to a much broader group of Alaskans today as more vaccine is being allotted to the state. And the Interior's Native Health Clinic is making appointments for clients of all ages. KUAC's Robin has this report.
We are now in Phase 1B, Tier 2. That's Alaskans with underlying health conditions who are as young as 50, along with frontline workers 50 and above who must work within 6 feet of others, workers in congregate settings such as shelters, and pandemic response workers of any age. And, says Dr. Tessa Linderman of the Alaska Vaccination Task Force, Alaska's educators of all ages.
Education staff, including childcare, pre-K through 12th grade, Indigenous language and culture bearers.
Alaskans in the previous groups can still get vaccinated. Those are healthcare workers and people older than 65. Linderman says about half of Alaska seniors have had 2 doses of the vaccine, and 80% of those living in long-term care facilities.
Our seniors definitely are still eligible to make appointments, but we are announcing that Phase 1B Tier 2 will be open for scheduling appointments February 11th.
The state originally said only teachers 50 and older would be in this tier, but changed that guidance in this announcement yesterday, saying all teachers could get the shots. Linderman says a couple of factors went into that decision.
We have been watching the appointments and how quickly they have or have not been filling up. And then also recognize that we're getting more vaccine in the state and we are able to move on, but at the same time, knowing we don't necessarily have enough vaccine for everyone in this group, it is a large group.
There have been 114,000 Alaskans, that's 1 out of every 5 adults in the state, who have received at least 1 dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Counting children, that's more than 15% of the state's population and currently the highest rate of any state in the country. Some of that success is due to Alaska's high military and Native populations, which each get an additional allocation of vaccine from the federal government. The military won't disclose how many soldiers, airmen, or veterans have been vaccinated so far in Alaska, nor how much vaccine they have available, due to readiness concerns. But tribal health providers have been able to distribute their allotment widely. In the interior, that means Tanana Chiefs Conference can open its Fairbanks Clinic to clients of all ages. Dr. Alyssa Alexander says TCC was pacing with the state of Alaska's vaccine eligibility tiers in the 42 villages in the interior.
We did our first couple villages following the state guidelines. I think at that time we did frontline workers, healthcare workers, and then 75 and above. But we are chartering planes out to every village every time we do a vaccine distribution. So we really quickly pivoted to let's just vaccinate as many people as we can.
Alexander says teams of health aides and pharmacists have some inspiring stories. Even as they had to overcome the persnickety nature of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which need to be thawed from super sub-zero temperatures, they're vaccinating between 80 to 100 village residents each day, both native and non-native.
Last night, we had a team out in one of our communities, and when they were due to fly home, a plane broke down. So they had to send another plane out to get them, and then that plane broke down. And then they sent a third plane out to go get them. So I think they came home last night at like 9 o'clock or later, and then got on the plane again this morning to head out to other villages. We tried to get them the day off and they refused.
She says TCC has given out 6,000 doses so far. The last Yukon River community will be visited on Friday.
I talked to a woman who had to drive her dog sled 10 miles into the village so that she could get the vaccine. So she was balancing the 50 below, and then we were trying to plan with her on that.
As the successful village distribution continues, TCC wants to bring Fairbanks client numbers up. The Chief Andrew Isaac Health Clinic is now open for vaccination appointments to all TCC clients 16 and older, and will expand as possible to non-clients in those same households. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes was elected Alaska House Speaker today, breaking a deadlock on the 24th day of the legislative session. Eagle River Republican Representative Kelly Merrick broke the deadlock by voting for Stutes, which will allow a mostly Democratic majority to retain control of the chamber. The vote was 21-19. Stutes briefly addressed the chamber after taking the gavel from temporary Speaker Representative Josiah Patkoktuk, an Uktiavik independent. She said she wanted to thank members for the trust they put in her.
I want to thank you for the trust you've put in me, and I look forward to uniting this House representative. We all need to be walked down the same side of the street, and I am very excited to be instrumental in bringing this House back together.
The vote allows the House to start conducting legislative business. The next task is to organize House committees. Merrick and Stutes were the only Republicans to vote for Stutes, along with 15 Democrats and 4 independents. All of the no votes were Republicans. A Coast Guard boarding team from the cutter Chandelure issued a citation to a fishing vessel near Kodiak for 8 illegally retained halibut outside of the season. The fishing vessel Currency, a 48-foot vessel based out of Homer, was stopped about 12 miles west of Cape Barnabas while fishing for cod. The Coast Guard cutter Chandelure is a 110-foot island-class patrol boat based out of Valdez. It was an emotional day yesterday in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. U.S. senators looked tense as they watched multiple videos showing the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she was disturbed and angry to relive the experience and to see the violence as it played out elsewhere in the Capitol that day.
I knew what it meant to be running down this hallway with my colleagues. I wasn't fully aware of everything else that was happening in the building. And so when you see all the pieces come together, the just the total awareness of that, the enormity of this.
Murkowski says House managers prosecuting Trump on the charge that he incited the insurrection have made a compelling case.
As long as they're in...
The evidence that has been presented thus far is pretty damning.
Senator Sullivan told a reporter that the videos made him angry, but he didn't comment on the strength of the case against Trump. The impeachment trial continues this morning at 8 a.m. Governor Mike Dunleavy warned Alaskans to, quote, stay away from misinformation regarding the pandemic and his administration's response to it. He encouraged people to challenge those making allegations.
Ask them to show you the data.
ask them to show you a memo, a letter, that we are contemplating martial law. That's ridiculous. It's never happened. Ask the individual or individuals that are spreading this misinformation.
Dunleavy first addressed the issue during a news briefing on Wednesday after Jeff Landfield of the Alaska Landmine asked about comments by Senator Laura Reinbolt, an Eagle River Republican. Reinbolt has likened the state's COVID-19 response to living under martial law. The governor says his administration would work with all legislators. After a pause, he added, quote, "We have no intention of declaring martial law." The governor circled back to the topic of martial law towards the end of the briefing.
But for those that say and continue to say today that we are contemplating things like martial law, that we are contemplating things like forced vaccination, that we're making this out to be a police state or some type of Stalinist state, they're just completely wrong. And I think they're doing all of us a disservice.
Dunleavy has taken criticism from public health advocates who urged him to impose a statewide mask mandate, which he declined to do. But in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings chaired by Reinbolt, the administration's pandemic response has been criticized for going too far.
This is Alaska Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. The annual Fishermen's Expo at Sitka and the Southwest Swansea Summit are open to all. Big names are in the lineup. More after this.
The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute provides digital and print marketing materials to the Alaska seafood industry. Find thousands of stunning photos, high-quality video footage, and sales tools at alaskaseafood.org.
One unexpected plus to the COVID pandemic is how it's brought fishing industry information, workshops, and training to far more people through web-based events, no matter where they're located. Two are in the upcoming pipeline. Up first is the annual Fishermen's Expo on Monday, February 22nd. It's hosted by the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka. Natalie Sattler is Alpha Communications Director.
This one we're going to focus a little more on like loan programs for commercial fishermen.
Emergency Skills by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association will be featured, along with Alpha's Crew Apprentice Program. Also updates on years of ocean floor mapping, called bathymetry, that helps fishermen target catches better and avoid harmful fishing practices. Go to alphafish.org to register for the expo links and updates.
We put links to all the presentations after the fact on our website. So if you're not able to join a session, you can still access it after the fact.
Then on March 4th and 5th, a who's who of big names is in the lineup for the Southwest Alaska Municipal Conference. It will feature mariculture, regional broadband, fish forecasts, marketing updates, legislative leaders and commissioners, also Senator Lisa Murkowski, COVID relief programs, community roundtables, and much more. Topics at Expo and Swamsea will appeal to anyone interested in Alaska's seafood industry and those far removed from fishing. Find links to register for the Swamsea Summit, the Fishermen's Expo, and more at alaskafishradio.com. Fish Radio is also brought to you by OBI Seafoods, serving Alaska's fishing communities since 1910. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.
This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon. Welcome to your Island Messenger for Thursday. It is the 11th day of February, the year 2021. The sun rose today at 8:49. It will set again at 6:01, giving us 9 hours and 12 minutes of precious daylight. That is a gain of 4 minutes and 45 seconds compared to yesterday. The record high for this date was 60 degrees, set in 1923, and the record low is 3, set in 1921. Presently 38 degrees. It's raining. The rain could be heavy at times this afternoon. High near 40. We are almost there. East wind to 45 miles per hour. You may have noticed a bit of bluster. Gusts as high as 60. Your chance of precipitation today is 100%, and we're looking at between 1/2 and 3/4 of an inch of rain today. For tonight, rain before 9 p.m., then rain and snow, low of about 32 tonight, southeast winds to 45 miles per hour, gusting as high as 55. We're looking at new snow accumulation overnight, maybe an inch. For Friday, rain and snow, again, becoming all snow after 9 a.m. on Friday. High near 38, east wind 30 miles per hour, gust as high as 40. Chance of precipitation is 80% with new snow accumulation less than 1/2 inch possible for tomorrow. So, kind of what we've been getting. Looking at our local tides, we have a high tide coming up here on the east side at 1:32 p.m. That will be a 9.9-foot tide, call it a 10-foot tide. Followed by a low tide at 8:15 p.m. of minus 1.34 feet, significant minus tide for the east side. That's at 8:15 p.m. Your next high tide will be at 2:42 a.m. of 8.05 feet, and your low tide for tomorrow morning here on the east side will be at 8:08 a.m. and be 1.8 feet. Over on the west side, these are Uganic Pass tides. You have a high tide coming up at 2:07 p.m. That will be a 16.4-foot tide, followed by a low tide at 8:42 p.m., a minus 2.46-foot tide, followed by a high tide at 3:01 a.m. of 15.75 feet, and your morning low tide on the west side will happen at 8:50 a.m. and be 1.12 feet. Mariners, here is your synopsis for the North Gulf Coast, including Kodiak Island waters and Cook Inlet. A strong front will persist across the Gulf through Friday morning. A second front will enter the Gulf Friday afternoon. Resulting weather, Marmot Island to Sitkanat, Kodiak's east side offshore. Storm warning today, southeast winds to 50 knots, seas to 28 feet. For tonight, look for southeast wind to 30 knots, seas to southeast winds to 45 knots, becoming southeast wind to 30 knots north of Dangerous Cape, southeast wind to 45 knots, becoming east 35 knots after midnight, seas to 27 feet. For Friday, east wind to 30 knots, seas to 19 feet. And Friday night, east winds coming down to 20 knots, seas to 15 feet. But for Saturday, we're looking at east 35, seas to 17 feet on the east side. Over on the west side, in the Shelikof Strait, gale warning through Friday, east wind to 45 knots right now and seas to 12 feet. For tomorrow, look for east wind to 35 knots and seas to 9 feet. And for Saturday, look for east wind to 35 knots and seas to 9 feet. Inside waters, Chiniac and Marmot Bays. Chiniac Bay, gale warning through tonight, east wind 45 knots, seas to 18 feet in Chiniac Bay. For tomorrow, look for east wind to 30 knots, diminishing to 20 knots tomorrow afternoon, seas to 10 feet. Up in Marmot Bay, gale warning through tonight, east wind to 45 knots right now and seas to 22 feet in Marmot Bay. For tomorrow, east wind to 30 knots should diminish to 20 knots tomorrow afternoon, seas to 11 feet. Attention pregnant mothers or mothers with young children. Has the recent health crisis caused you or your household to be out of work, or have your hours been cut? You may now qualify for WIC services. The WIC program provides assistance with healthy foods, nutrition education, breastfeeding education, and support. Please call 907-486-7312 to schedule an appointment. Currently, WIC is holding over-the-phone appointments for your convenience and safety. You may now qualify for assistance. Please call 907-486-7312 to learn more. The Kodiak City Council will hold a regular meeting tonight. That meeting will begin at 7:30 p.m. The meeting will be held virtually. Public members are encouraged to tune in here to KMXT on 100.1 FM tonight at 7:30. Meeting packets are available online at the City of Kodiak website. For those who wish to request printed materials or have any questions, just call the city clerk at 486-8636. The Assembly is having a work session tonight as well. That's happening at 6:30 p.m. and will be happening via teleconference. For a link, you need to go to the borough website. They're having a public hearing amending Kodiak Island Borough Code of Ordinances, Title III, Revenue and Finance Chapter, regarding the appropriation and levy section and maximum allowable tax revenues, limiting restrictions to general fund property tax revenues. Immediately following the work session, they will be having a special meeting of the assembly. Agenda items include borough clerk's six-month evaluation and an executive session for the borough clerk's six-month evaluation. For more information, contact the borough clerk's office at 486-9310.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT two times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and during the midday report at 12:20. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.